uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
It's time for another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1. We have two very special guests in here today from the University of Jamestown. I almost called it the Jamestown College. And we have Dr. Robert Badal and we have Tina Lawrence with Jamestown University of Jamestown. I'm going to call it Jamestown College so many times before we get used to it. How are you both today?
Really good. Glad to be here, Ward.
Good. It's great to have you in here. So, of course, we have you guys had very big news yesterday. It was a secret up until 11:30 yesterday morning. You want to talk a little bit about what happened at the press conference?
Yes, we made a rather historic announcement. After 130 years of being known as Jamestown College, we go forward as the University of Jamestown. But we're still Jimmies to the core.
Right, absolutely. I've seen a lot of things. People, you know, we're still the Jimmies. We're still, you know, we're still a college, but we're University of Jamestown. And there's nothing changed, just the name so far.
Right.
Right. Right. Now, there was something. What was the decision behind changing it from Jamestown College to University of Jamestown?
Well, I think the decision was based on a couple of general issues. One is the growth and the complexity of the college itself over the years, and especially in recent years as we've added online and graduate programs. And now, starting Tuesday with classes in Fargo, we'll have our first Doctor of Physical Therapy level degree program as well. We're adding a new location in Fargo. We've changed in many ways from being the traditional campus-based residential college to being something that is becoming more like a university. And I don't pretend to think that we're already, you know, at the end of the road on being a university. I think what's happening is we wanted to put a marker out there so that we would realize how much things have changed and how much things will continue to evolve for the school. So it's partly our own internal changes that is driving it, and it's also the marketplace. Because in the larger world, you know, we're in a state where an entire system, every four-year school, they're all university. It doesn't matter if they have 12,000 students or 800. The only other major private in the state is a university as well. So for us to be a college in North Dakota, it's suggestive of either being a two-year school or a tech college. It just doesn't help us to show the world who we really are.
Okay. Now, with expansion of the college comes more student enrollment as well. And I read somewhere that the student enrollment for this year is the highest it's been in the past 5 years. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right now, we're about 19% ahead in freshman enrollment. With freshmen and transfers, we're expecting enrollment of new students to be about 340. We have what we call REACs coming back, students that have left for various reasons that want to return. So we have a great incoming class this fall. Also, the total headcount, we should be up over 1,000, and that represents close to a 7% increase. So we're excited about that.
Right, absolutely. And today, if you didn't know, today is new student orientation. All those new students are now moving back and moving into the dorms, and I bet you there's a lot of excitement on campus right now.
This is what we wait for all summer. There's activity on campus. It's full of pickups and U-Hauls and parents and students, and it's exciting.
Right, right. So now, also with what was mentioned at the press conference, I don't know if it was more of an announcement. What happened yesterday was also the announcement of a new building a new dormitory that's going to be built. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, we are we've really reviewed all of our residential housing. In Jamestown, this is a big topic for everybody because housing, as you all know, is short, whether you're talking apartments or homes. And certainly for our students who traditionally have looked to the community for space when they get to be seniors, often they will move off campus, for example. Well, we are trying to get our balance in housing right. We have a lot more beds for freshmen than we actually need because of the two large dorms that we use as our freshman dorms, and not enough beds in the right with the right amenities for upper class students who are looking for more, typically for either an apartment style or suite style living. And so what we're going to do is a lot of renovation, improvement of existing space. We don't want to force, for example, transfer students into a wing of Cruzy Hall, which is set up for freshmen, but we don't have any place else to put them. So what we want to do is to get all these dorms resized in a case like Cruzy or Watson, if we change those into suite style living, where more upper class students would be attracted. That will reduce the number of students actually will go down. And then we need more rooms at the upper level beyond the freshman level. We've got to create a new dormitory. So we're looking at something that is in the range of 150 to 170 beds.
Okay.
All suites, really premium living, not country club living. It will not have a pool.
Okay.
But really... we think high quality, high end, individual bedrooms in each suite for four students is the basic model, and a very nice living, common living area with other amenities. So it's going to be great. It probably will cost us in excess of $5 million. And we're not sure that we can be in the ground this fall at this point. We have a concept that we like. It's been approved as a concept, but we don't know if we can get everything done in time. We do live in a fairly cold climate, and it does add tremendously to the cost to try to build over the winter. So we may wait until next year to actually break ground, in which case we're 2 years away from having the new building. Otherwise, it is still possible that it'll be ready next year.
Okay, great. And it sounds like there's been a lot of planning behind this. Something that people have asked me and that I'm curious as well is, now that with the name change, has it been difficult transitioning to University of Jamestown? Do you still hear Jamestown College? Do you, and the website as well?
I fully expect to refer to the institution as Jamestown College for many years to come because Jamestown College didn't go anywhere.
Right.
It's still there.
Right.
And eventually we'll probably get to the point when we have more, of an expanded footprint as an institution. We might have programs in 4 or 5 cities 10, 15 years from now at the graduate level. They may not even all be in North Dakota. I mean, we have to think that way and realize that when that happens, Jamestown College will actually come back into parlance quite a lot because we're going to always refer to this as our home campus.
Right.
And when you do that, you're likely to say Jamestown College.
Right.
So we're not on a campaign. This is mostly Tina's bailiwick, actually. But we're not on a campaign to exterminate the use of Jamestown College. We're trying to promote the name change to the University of Jamestown. And maybe Tina would like to add to that.
Okay.
We have started the process. As if you've seen our website, we actually did a major upgrade to the website about a month ago. Yesterday, the new logo went on the website. We have not even begun to scratch the surface of how many times it says Jamestown College on that website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's over 300 pages to that website and many more PDFs. So that will be a gradual transition, as will our signage on campus. Obviously, we will change the sign at the front entrance. There are building identification signs that will have the new logo placed on them. But there are many items that are history. Dedication plaques, things like that. That is history. We are not changing that.
Okay.
We're proud of where we started and where we're going. So it will be gradual. And I agree with Bob. There are going to be many, many times where we are going to refer to the institution as Jamestown College when we mean the University of Jamestown, and that's okay.
Right. Well, I had one more quick question for Dr. Badal. And the way you announced it yesterday was pretty humorous, I would say. Jamestown, what was your
license? You never know when you're trying to be funny whether it will be received that way. So I'm really glad to
hear
your description.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. What will your new license plate say?
I actually have already ordered my first new license.
Okay.
And it's going to say U space JMSTN for University of Jamestown.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, I think that's about, we're about out of time. So thank you guys so much for coming in. We had Tina Lawrence and Dr. Robert Badal come in. Thank you guys again very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Warren.